Welcome to an MLK's birthday edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here with you for the next hour. Today we're going to go over the list of the highest paid musicians of 2021. You won't believe the numbers. We've got a mini tribute to one of the pioneers of women in rock, who passed last week. We've got new music from a band we haven't heard from in 17 years. Plus, of course, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour here at 91.5 WMFO. some mid-90s power pop from a band called Garbage. The song is Special. And we heard Tom Petty at the top with American Girl from his 1976 debut album. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you on a Monday. We are still licking our wounds from that horrific Patriots game that happened on Saturday night. They were pretty much manhandled by the Buffalo Bills and ended their season with a really, really terrible playoff loss. And so we head into the offseason now and start dreaming about baseball, which is only a couple of months away, I suppose. And it is MLK Day, a federal holiday, and a welcome day off for many of us based on his birthday, which was on January 15th. I was doing some reading about Martin Luther King Jr., and we all know about the many, many major accomplishments in his life, but I came across some facts about him that I did not know. For example, his birth name was Michael, not Martin. His father was a pastor, and he became inspired by the Protestant Reformation leader Martin Luther, and as a result, his dad changed his own name and that of his then 5-year-old son to Martin. He was a very gifted student. He skipped 9th grade and 12th grade and started college at the age of 15. He was jailed 29 times, mostly for acts of civil disobedience, but once in Montgomery, Alabama in 1956 for driving 30 miles an hour in a 25-mile-hour zone. Of course, you know he was assassinated in April of 1968, but he escaped an earlier assassination attempt 10 years earlier when he was at a book signing in Harlem when a mentally ill woman plunged a 7-inch letter opener into his chest. He had hours of delicate heart surgery, and obviously he survived that attempt. And also, coincidentally and tragically, his mother was also killed by a bullet. In 1974, his mom was playing the church organ at a Sunday service when a gunman opened fire, intending to kill King's father, but instead hitting her. The gunman was convicted and sentenced to death, but that was later changed to life imprisonment, in part due to the King family's opposition to capital punishment. So as we enjoy a 3-day weekend, it's good to take a few moments to reflect on Dr. King and his legacy today, and also enjoy some good music, and that's what we're going to do now. Every week at this time, my friend Phil from Watertown brings us his pick for some music that he recommends that we listen to. So let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Maybe California by Neil Casal. Casal was an American guitarist, singer, songwriter. In addition to the 12 solo albums he released, he also played in several groups. Ryan Adams Cardinals, Chris Robinson's Brotherhood, Hardworking Americans, Skiffle Players, and Circles Around the Sun. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
He spent his life like a dollar. He lived it fast and lived it free. And it took his time until he found one farther than all our eyes could see. Maybe someday, maybe somewhere I'll see you in the blue Kentucky hills, or maybe California.
Maybe
did these pages bring your words to life? Let all begin on some quiet night. Don't forget the old times, my friend, 'cause you know they were good times. You never knew where the end was, even if he'd live to see. Again from another, you didn't treat him like some memory. Maybe someday, maybe somewhere I'll see you in the blue Kentucky hills, or maybe my feet, the subway is steep.
silhouettes in dreams. He stood by me. Just like me.
Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, Sixth Avenue Heartache. And before that, Neil Casale, which was Phil's pick today. The name of the song was Maybe California. Here on Rock of Ages, WMFO celebrating all things related to album rock radio, as we do every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And taking a look at this week in rock history, in 1967, Mick Jagger does as he's told and sings Let's Spend the Night Together as Let's Spend Some Time Together when the Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. He rolled his eyes when he sang the altered link, but he did comply. This week in 1972, Don McLean's American Pie hit number one in the U.S. for the first of 4 weeks. The single was 8.5 minutes long, and if you had the 45, if you remember what those are, you had to flip it over to hear the whole song. This week in 2016, Glenn Frey died at the age of 67, and in 2018, Cranberries lead singer Dolores O'Riordan died at the age of 46. And the second week in January is going to go down as a bad week for the Spectres. Last year at this time, Phil Spector died after getting COVID-19 in prison, where he was serving time for killing actress Lana Carlson in 2003. And last week, Ronnie Spector, his former wife, and the leader of the Ronettes, the quintessential act of the early 60s, quote-unquote, girl group era, along with the Shangri-Las and the Supremes and others, and the voice behind classic hits like Be My Baby and Walking in the Rain, she died after a brief battle with cancer. She was 78 years old, and the tributes were all coming in throughout the music world last week for Ronnie Spector. But what tribute could be better than having a song that centers around you in which you are invited to make a special guest appearance? Well, that's what happened in 1986 when Eddie Money released Take Me Home Tonight. The song's chorus uses the Ronettes' hit Be My Baby, with Ronnie Spector providing uncredited vocals and reprising her role. Eddie told the story of how that song came to be in an interview. He said that record producer Richie Zito brought him the song, and here's what Eddie said. "I didn't care for the demo, but it did have a good catch line. When I heard a little snippet of Be My Baby, I said, why can't we get Ronnie Spector to sing it? And was told, that's impossible. And so he invited his friend Martha Davis, the lead singer of the Motels, to sing the lines from Be My Baby on the song. But Davis actually encouraged him to try to recruit Ronnie Spector herself. And Eddie was eventually able to speak to her on the phone at home in Northern California. He said, I could hear her clinking and clanking in the background. She said, I'm doing the dishes and I got to change the kids' bedding. I'm not really in the business anymore, Eddie. Phil Spector and all that, it was a nightmare. I said, Ronnie, I got this song that's truly amazing, and it's a tribute to you. It would be so great if you did it with me. Well, the success of Take Me Home Tonight encouraged Ronnie Spector to resume her singing career, and she released her second solo album, Unfinished Business, shortly thereafter in 1987. Right now, let's give a listen to Take Me Home Tonight. This is Eddie Money featuring Ronnie Spector on Rock of Ages.
Me.
Probably the best song in the Ringo Starr solo catalog. That is It Don't Come Easy, uncredited, but co-written by George Harrison. And you can hear the George Harrison influence, I think, in that song. And before that, Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight, featuring Ronnie Spector, who passed last week. Last year, the original Be My Baby by the Ronettes was honored as the number 22 song on Rolling Stone's list of the greatest songs of all time, the 500 greatest. And right before her death, she completed an update to her memoir called Be My Baby, How I Survived Mascara, Miniskirts, and Madness, or My Life as a Fabulous Ronette. And there's also a movie based on that book in production right now, starring Zendaya as Ronnie Spector. Last week, Rolling Stone magazine published the list of the world's highest paid musicians of 2021. And of all the, supposedly pandemic-proof jobs in the world out there, Rockstar must clearly be at the top. The top 10 raked in a combined $2.3 billion, more than double what they were making on an annual basis in the years right before COVID-19. The pandemic has decimated touring with really, really harsh effects for artists who rely on live performing as their primary source of income. But up in the stratosphere, icons like Bruce Springsteen to Paul Simon found other ways to cash in, namely by offloading their catalogs for huge sums of money. And we've been talking about this a lot over the last couple of weeks. Only three out of the top 10, Taylor Swift, Jay-Z, and Kanye West, made the cut of this list without a massive catalog sale. And the remaining seven of music's top 10 earners banked the bulk of their bucks by selling their copyrights. And underscoring the industry's persistent pay gap, all seven are white men, and you have to expand to the top 15 to find music's second highest paid woman or an act born outside of the United States. So here's the list. The top 10 earners in 2021. Starting from number 10, Taylor Swift, $80 million last year. Number 9 was Blake Shelton at $83 million. Number 8, Motley Crue, $95 million. Lindsey Buckingham was number 7 at $100 million. Number 6 at $145 million, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number 5, not a household name, Ryan Tedder. He's the lead singer of One Republic, but also a songwriter and producer who's written for Adele and Taylor Swift and U2. He made $200 million last year. Number 4, Kanye West, $250 million. Number 3, Paul Simon, $260 million. Number 2, Jay-Z, a whopping $470 million last year. And King of the Hill, number 1, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, $590 million last year on the strength of his catalog sale that was reputed to have gone for $500 million. Whoa. Well, kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum are the one-hit wonders, those bands who were hoping to have a long and sustained career but actually only wound up with one hit. We feature them every week here on Rock of Ages, and this week we're going to be talking about the Climax Blues Band. They were formed in England in 1969 as part of the late 60s blues boom in England. In the early 70s, they adopted more of a rock-oriented sound, and in 1974, broke through on album rock radio with a live radio concert called FM Live. And then in 1976, scored again with an album called Gold Plated, which contained this album rock radio hit. The rise of punk in England in the late 70s kind of stopped the band dead in its tracks, and although they continued to record into the mid-90s, they never matched the success they had with this song. This is Couldn't Get It Right by the Climax Blues Band, today's one-hit wonder, on Rock of Ages.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
The Police, from their 1978 debut album, Outlandos d'Amour, that is Can't Stand Losing You, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era before that, from the Climax Blues Band, the song Couldn't Get It Right. On Rock of Ages, WMFO, Ron LaRussa here with you, and in addition to the classic rock from the 70s and 80s, we also like to feature new music here on the show, and we've got something new from a band we haven't heard from in 17 years. Coming up right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The band Tears for Fears have dropped a new single from their upcoming album, The Tipping Point. It's their first album, as I've mentioned several times now, in 17 years, and it's actually the third single, but I didn't care much for the first two, but this one's pretty good. The song is called Break the Man, and it embraces the theme of female empowerment. It's about a strong woman and breaking the patriarchy, according to founding member Kurt Smith. He said, "I feel that a lot of the problems we've been having as a country and even worldwide to a certain degree has come from male dominance. It's a song about a woman who is strong enough to break the man. For me, that would be the answer to a lot of the problems in the world, a better male-female balance." The Tipping Point will be released on February 25th. This is called Break the Man, new from Tears for Fears on Rock of Ages.
This is nothing like they said it would be. This is all gone. about the things we never talk about. She's the lover with the best laid plan to break the man. She's the trouble in the headline. She's the mother who turns back all the time. She's the devil you understand, breaking the man.
Separate.
Those are the Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 6 on the list of the highest paid musicians of 2021. They raked in a cool $145 million last year, mostly on the strength of either selling or licensing their catalog. And before that, we heard the new one from Tears for Fears. The album is called The Tipping Point, and it will be out on February 25th. Well, I hope you're enjoying your Monday morning here on Rock of Ages with me, Ron LaRussa. We do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. We've got some time for a couple more songs. You know, when the weather gets really cold like it's been, I get to dreaming about the summer. And I often think of that little motel on the beach in Montauk at the east end of Long Island, how it's probably all boarded up now. But at some point, it will come back to life, as will all of us. I'm talking about the Memory Motel. And here's a song about it written by the Stones on Rock of Ages.
And honey was a peachy kind of girl. Eyes were hazel and a nose was slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean. I guess you know it well. Was a honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel, her teeth were slightly curved. She took my guitar and she began to play. She sang a song to me, stuck right in my brain. You're just a memory of a love that you. You're just a memory of a love that used to mean so much to me.
She's one of a kind. Got a mind. She got a mind of her own, yeah. And she uses it mighty fine.
She drove a pickup truck painted green and blue. The tires were wearing thin. Then she turned on my eye to. When I asked her where she headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar. I got to fly today on down to Baton Rouge. My nerve is shot already, the road ain't all that smooth. Across in Texas is the road of San Antonio. I keep on.
Just a little.
And she uses it well. Yeah, mighty fine, 'cause she's one of a kind.
Day, my eyes were all ablaze. We've been 10,000 miles, we've been in 15 states. Every woman seemed to fade out of my mind. I hit the bottom, I hit the second grind. What's all this laughter on the 22nd floor? It's just some friends of mine in the busting.
That's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And please join me again next week at 8 o'clock here for Rock of Ages on WMFO. Until then, this is Ron LaRussa saying have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.